You're listening to SBS News.
For 44-year-old refugee Iza Andrawas, the idea of practicing social distancing is impossible. The Jordanian refugee is currently being held in Villawood Immigration Detention Centre with over 400 other detainees.
All the people terrified, scared for their life and the safety. As you know, the rules outside, they supposed to be 4 meters square between each other, the distance. Where we don't have that in detention center. We overcrowded. We're not even 1 centimeter between each other.
He says the crowded detention center makes for keeping the recommended distance apart from one another impossible, especially at meal times. Mr. Andrawas says there's a lack of soap and no hand sanitizer available to detainees. And he complains staff and guards at the center are not wearing protective gear or practicing good hygiene. He says he doesn't believe the government cares about protecting them from the virus.
No one cares, because if they care, they would showing some marks where they care. At least they can give provide us with the safety where they didn't, or at least provide us with masks, cups, something where you can be safe, or soap, or anything to wash yourself.
Australia's immigration detention centres are used to house people who have overstayed their visa, breached their conditions, or had it cancelled, or have tried to gain entry to Australia by sea. Asylum seekers in 3 detention centres, Villawood, Yunga Hill and a Mantra Hotel, held a protest to draw attention to what they say is a lack of protection and preparation against COVID-19. SBS Arabic 24 reports at a Mantra Hotel in Melbourne, which houses about 66 asylum seekers on one floor. Protest signs read, "We do not want to get COVID-19. We are in danger, and what is our crime?" 27-year-old Hakim Kakar says it is a similar situation at the Kangaroo Point Hotel in Brisbane, where he and around 40 other asylum seekers are being held after being transferred from Manus Island in Papua New Guinea to Australia under Medivac legislation.
Yeah, all of us, we're scared, you know, like, if you can see the picture, like, we, you know, we're stuck with each other, you know, like, the world, you know, all the world, you know, they saying, all the world ministers and everyone, they're saying, you have to, the doctor, you have to have distance 3.5 meters or 4 meters from each other. We don't have any 1 centimeter from each other, like, we're just sitting with each other during the dining room or in the balcony where people smoking or sitting, that's the only place we have for, you know, for pressure.
On the weekend, a guard at the hotel where Mr. Kaka is staying tested positive for COVID-19. Mr. Kaka says none of the detainees have been tested following the test results, not even those experiencing fevers or with coughs and sore throats.
We need to be tested, you know, each of us, because we don't know which person have a coronavirus. And then the ABF said we don't have much kit to test everyone.
SBS News sent the Department of Home Affairs a series of questions regarding hygiene practices among detention centre staff and whether testing kits were available for detainees. They did not respond. Dr. Bari Fatafot from the advocacy group Doctors for Refugees says the reports of detention centre staff not practicing good hygiene are disturbing.
Well, the issue is that we have several hundred people locked in a close confines. They have limited access to the sanitation that our government has mandated, things like hand washing and hand sanitizers. That is, it's like having one of those cruise ships in every city in Australia.
Dr. Fatafot is calling on the Department of Immigration to test all detainees for the coronavirus and immediately let those with negative test results be temporarily released into community detention.
The situation has gone beyond ridiculous. We are now facing a public health crisis. Put them out even temporarily while this crisis is unfolding. You do not, from an infectious disease perspective, want to create more potential hosts. The virus doesn't discriminate between who's here on what visa or who's a citizen.
Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Gianni Blacali, SBS News.